Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Whispering lunar incantations for cross parents, cross dressers.
Yeah. Did you know this about me?
And cross rail workers.
Steel and polycarbonate.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
On Talk Radio.
03444997. Good evening, Ronnie.
Hello there.
Hello, Ronnie. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
But I got transferred to you because I was looking for George Galloway.
Okay, you're a little bit late.
Well, they never told me that on Talk Sport.
Well, you also got the wrong station.
I've been listening to all your techno geek stuff there.
Yeah.
It's a wee bit above my head.
I know.
You know? What do you mean, you know? You don't know me.
Well, I know that you're 2.5 hours late for the show you wanted to talk to, and you don't know the name of the radio station. But still, it's nice to talk to you, Ronnie.
I could be a techno geek,
okay.
Just like you.
Okay. Well, okay.
You know. So, what were you talking about there? Because
it was above your head.
I'm a normal guy, right? No, wait a minute.
No, it was above your head.
Give me a wee second, please.
Okay.
I'm a normal guy.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
And I've been listening to you there for the last 10 minutes talking to you.
You could listen to the whole show on the radio and get a better grasp of things.
I've been listening to you talking to somebody else here.
Okay, yes.
And I can't put 2 and 2 together and get 10.
No.
Because
it was pretty obvious what we were talking about. It wasn't
it wasn't
complicated.
It wasn't obvious.
It was to people who can think.
Wait a minute. Rewind. No, that's been a wee bit facetious there.
Mate, you're 2.5 hours late for the show, for the host you want to talk to, and you don't know the name of the radio station.
I'm not 2.5 hours late.
Well, you are. Because George Galloway's...
You transferred me here.
George Galloway's show...
10 minutes ago.
No, George Galloway's show finished at 10 o'clock. Do you know what time it is now?
No, listen.
It's 12:30.
I've listened to your show for 10 minutes.
Well, great, congratulations.
You're talking a load of nonsense about techno geek stuff.
Well, I've listened to you for 5 minutes. I've got no idea what you're banging on about, so we're quits.
Mate, okay. You give up then.
No, I'll carry on talking rubbish to an idiot. I don't mind.
that
was cheeky. That was below the belt.
That was naughty.
That was a little bit naughty, Ronnie. I was a bit naughty there, but you liked it.
You were so wrong there.
You respected it. You respected it, though.
I was ready to walk away there, but you went...
I went in low.
You did. Okay.
I went in low.
I was ready to say cheers. Okay, I'm off.
All right, Ronnie. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, cheers.
Tatty bye.
He also did say you can't put 2 and 2 together and make 10. So, yeah, no.
If you want to listen to George Galloway, he's on Friday night, 7 till 10. It's 12:30. This is Talk Radio.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Vix has just tweeted, plot twist, that was George Galloway.
What a fanny.
Oh, man. I'm having fun tonight. Late night alternative, weeknights from 10, me and Kath. There's only 30 tickets left for our London show.
Gosh.
Crazy, huh? I mean, we may not sell. That could be it now. That's it. We won't sell any more. But 30 tickets for the show in December. So if you're going to come, I'd suggest getting them. Brighton sold out. Bath is almost sold out. If you go to ianlee.com/event, then you can... get them.
Maybe that Dave the teacher could bring a school party, win them over.
Yeah, maybe. Who's on tonight? Martin Kellner's on tonight, isn't it? Of course, it's a Friday. Martin Kellner will be on at 1 o'clock through the night. Got another 25 minutes. We'll take calls straight to air after this next one, Sam. So you sit back, relax, rest those fingers. You look tired. So if you want to call in, we'll take calls straight to air. But before that, we got Dion. Good evening, Dion.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, Dion. You sound sparky.
Sparking.
Sparky!
All right, yeah, my mate's just gone. We had a bit of a good night.
Yes, mate!
Yeah.
Roll me another one.
Exactly.
I want to suck it down and touch the devil.
Well, I'm 60 in January, so I like to chill out.
You might as well have a fat one. What's the matter? What's the worst that can happen? You're gonna get arrested? I don't think so. Not for a little bit of pot.
No, not at all.
Not for a little bit of pot.
No, not at all.
Arrest you for pot?
Watched a great film earlier.
Oh yeah, go on.
It's not very well known. It's called.
Is it Ghostbusters 2?
Well done, Catherine. Thank you for that. Yes, I get 5p every time someone says that. Go on.
No, it's called Twin Town. Basically, it's filmed it in Swansea.
Twin Town?
Yeah, and it's an absolutely brilliant film. It's not very well known.
I've heard of it.
I think I've seen that. I'm just Googling it to see the Twin Town. While working on a roof, Fatty tumbles off a ladder and injures himself, initiating a drug feud. No, I haven't seen it, but I'm aware of it.
It's a really good film. It's one of them. It's not well known. It's just good British drama.
Good old Welsh drama.
Welsh. But it is just a good film, you know, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
it's not violent or nasty, you know.
That's a shame.
It's just a good film.
I'm happy for him, though. He's had a good night.
He's got high. He's watched a movie. He's discovered gay pleasure with his friend. Mm. It's been a great night.
I don't know about the gay. But
come on, man. You're 60. Treat yourself.
It's 12:30. They've only just gone home.
Treat yourself. You're nearly 60. Have a little fondle. If you don't like it, you never got to do it again. But you might do it. Try it. You just might like it.
The Beatles did it.
Exactly. Paul McCartney and John Lennon sat in a circle with a load of mates and they knocked one out together. The Beatles! Masturbating each other!
Beatles, eh?
Yeah!
They were.
Imagine! With Ringo keeping a steady rhythm? Yes! So
Ringo
come on!
On
well, Ringo on the drum, okay.
Paul left-handed.
Yeah, we go!
And George Harrison probably out of his head on something.
Yeah, probably high on drugs, yeah, man. I'm so high on drugs. I've taken a drug and I'm high on it, man. Oh, God. Let me go and write a song. Something in the way she moves. High on drug. I'm George Harrison. I'm high on drugs, man. I'm so high.
Don't remember him talking like that.
Yes, because you never met him when he was as high as the time I met him. He was that high.
So good night, was it, Dion?
Yeah, I did.
I'll tell you what's going to happen, Dion. I'm going to put someone through to you, and I just want you to say, at the count of, right, count to three, and then say hello, okay?
If you want.
Ready, steady, go.
Hello.
No, count.
Count to three.
Count to three.
1, 2, 3. Hello.
Hello. Is that Talk Radio?
Yes, it is. Hello. How can I help?
Oh, sorry. It's Carol. I've been phoning a few times.
Where are you calling from?
Ticket. Swindon. That's where I live.
Swinton?
Swindon. Wiltshire.
Wait, you sound like you got a Lancashire.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm a Rochdale girl.
Right, that's where my family are from.
What is it? Whereabouts?
They're from Whitworth.
Whitworth? Oh, that's the posh bit. I'm from Castleton.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been there for a long time. I live down south now. But no, my family are all
sound like
area.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was you calling in for?
No. I was just phoning up because I wanted to shame a selfish woman on radio. My friend, yeah, bless her, my closest friend, is paralysed. And she went to see the Arctic Monkeys at the O2 last weekend.
Yes.
And I said to her, did you have a nice time? And she said, yeah, it was all right. But I had to wait 10 minutes outside the toilet. So what are you talking about, 10 minutes? Said, girl, come walking out. Yeah, all two, this is. She come walking out the toilet. There's nothing wrong with her. She was just a lazy cow.
Well, definitely. I've been to
that's a bit off, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I went there a few years ago. She's disabled. It's not the best place to go.
Well, what do you expect? Is she going to sit at home looking at a pot plant for the rest of her life? That's what people think people in wheelchairs do. Honestly. There's nothing wrong with her brain. She can go out of her house. She went all the way from where she lives in Norfolk to the O2. And she's got to wait 10 minutes. How did paralysed people go to the toilet? Do you know? It's nothing like what you do if able-bodied. If you're paralysed, the inside plumbing doesn't work.
Well, the best thing to
do is... Do you know what she does? Shoves a catheter inside her.
Exactly.
It's a plastic tube. You get shoved in when you have an operation. It's called a catheter.
Yeah, I know what one is, yeah.
She has to sellotape that to her leg.
Well, actually, if you go on Amazon...
And I thought, this is a blue badge toilet. It's got a picture of a wheelchair. This girl come out. I said, did you say anything? She said, no. I said, I would have. I'd have said, excuse me, love. I think you've left your wheelchair in the toilet.
Well, maybe she didn't really need
it. This ladies' toilet and a gents' toilet right next to the disabled toilet. She wants a punch in the mouth. Selfish bitch. And I tell you what, if it couldn't get worse... She went to the lift to try and get downstairs to the other floor. The lift is packed with lazy people. And I said, did you say anything? She said, no, this man did. And he said, excuse me, everybody, there's a sort of escalators down there. This lady's in a wheelchair, if you don't mind. Get out.
Well,
I thought that's what I would have said and all.
Didn't she have anyone with her?
Selfie. Yeah, but a fiancé. But he's not as gobby as me. But why should she... Why are people so ignorant and selfish?
Well, I wouldn't say they're selfish.
Well, why are they selfish? She said that we were there, the lift was coming out, up, down. It was full before it even got to the floor that she was on. And I couldn't believe it. I've chatted to her on the phone and she told me about it. And I said, some people want a punch in the mouth, honestly. She's on wheels. If she goes to the doctors and says, oh, doctor, I'm a bit cheesed off with being in a wheelchair now. Can I have some leg transplant? They say, do you know what they say? Sorry, Laura, unlucky. Send her home. Honestly, I was so mad. So I wanted to do a call out for the lazy girl who held my friend who's paralysed, made her way outside a toilet with a picture of a wheelchair on it for 10 minutes because I thought you can have Miss Selfish, Miss Lazy award for this month. What do you think about that then? I think it was disgusting. Because Ian was talking about Mary Whitehouse a bit earlier on. And the other thing I wanted to ask him, he was going on about interviewing somebody, wasn't he, yesterday? Two fellas. Who are they? I've never heard of them. And he was so excited, I didn't want to ring up and say, who are they, to, when he was all interviewed. Because I thought that I don't like upsetting people, you know?
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
But I just wondered what him and Cass thought about that. It's mean. Think about other people for a change instead of thinking about yourself all the time, honestly. But anyway, that was all I wanted to say. I've only just woke up. I've been told this tonight.
What are you beefing on about?
Me? I've got an illness. Yeah, it's called myalgic encephalitis.
Dear.
I've got that.
What a radio program this is.
I can't even remember.
Did we get a word in edgeware here?
It all the time. What?
Did we get a word in edgeware here?
No, because I can't shut up.
Just shut it, pal. Just shut it, pal.
Say nicely, please, can you shut up?
What are you beefing on about? Who's that?
Who's it? There's nobody here except me and my cat.
Just shut it, pal.
Don't be so rude.
Am I talking to myself here?
Well, I think you should.
Are you real?
You're getting shouty. I've only just rung up to make a public contribution to the show.
Who, you?
That's my phone bill here.
Have I won?
All right, then, I'll buzz off.
I've done a little garden. Please don't go.
What are you on? Is that making any sense? Da-da-da-da-da.
Please don't go. Yeah, I know it is now.
On the radio. But I think that was selfish and mean.
Just shut it, pal.
What? Honestly, I'm going to go now.
Please don't go.
You can have the rest of the show.
Please don't go.
Well, you just said shut up now. What's up with you?
Please don't go.
No, don't say that.
Please don't go.
Somebody else waiting.
I like the mushy peas.
So do I.
I like the mushy peas.
Anyway, that was off.
Please don't go.
I'll speak to you again. All right, I've got to go.
Please don't go.
All right, bye for now. Ta-ra.
Oh, God. What's the matter with it?
Quality radio. Or was it just me? All right, I guess I'll talk. I was on eBay and I bought a turntable. And the thing about
Calendar.
eBay is...
No, where's Calendar? I was enjoying that, man.
You were?
Right. I was enjoying that. Can Carol phone back? Because I'd much rather listen to her than you, mate.
No,
she's
just
far more interesting.
Couple
Now, hopefully she'll call back while I'm on the phone and me and her can have a chat, because you're just boring, man. And you're a nasty piece of work. I don't like you. I don't even know you, and I don't like you. Yeah.
And?
Yeah. Go to bed, man.
No.
Go to bed.
No. No one tells me what time to go to bed.
Phoning up nice people and having a go at them, and yeah, go to bed, buddy.
Yeah, nice people, and then you call up, eh?
Say it again, man.
Nice people calling in, and then you bring in and ruin it all. Oh, is he gone? Come on, Vinny, ring in. Oh, I'm dry. Oh, hell, Ken, come on. We don't care anymore. Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. This is quality radio, and you don't get this anywhere else. TalkSport ain't got nothing on this. LBC, closed down. And I'm coming quick.
Are you a rotten singer?
A rotten singer, yeah. Is this Carol again?
It's not your living, though, is it? It's not your living, is it?
Not my living, no.
What you do? Hello? Strong silent type. Love it. Beak. Beak. Or I'll forever hold your peace.
You can hold my peace.
What peace?
Touch my peace.
I haven't got a microscope to hand.
I've got a magnifying glass. It's not a magnifying glass. It's a big plastic screen like the ones my nan used to watch the telly on.
Well, what did I say before? Tiny peni.
Do you love tiny peni?
But I couldn't eat a whole one. Actually, I could. I wouldn't even notice. Anyway, Dot Talk Radio. Hello. Hello. It's Carol again. Oh, hello, love. How are you doing? I'm all right. Who's that man there? Isn't he rude? I'll tell you
what's
what.
What's wrong with the tiny penis?
No wonder. He's just
had been so mean to everybody. He's left now, and he's on his own because nobody wants to talk to him because he's not very nice to people.
Just shut it, pal.
Do you excuse me? Please shut it if you don't mind. I tell you what, I'd be ever so grateful if you would just kindly shut the f*** up and piss off if you don't mind.
On that bombshell.
On that bombshell.
Well,
that took a very, very dark turn at the end there, guys. I think we dumped that, didn't we, Sam? We dumped that. Okay, well, then a nice little bit of late night. Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night.
Call straight to air. Doesn't matter.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.